Good morning, Davis, California. You are listening to 95.7 FM in Davis. You can also stream on KDRT.org. This is Radio Rebel, and today we're going to be talking about walking culture.
We apologize about the wait. Sorry, we had some technical difficulties. But yeah, we all, I feel like, walk. I mean, I could assume for everybody, we walk from time to time, maybe every day.
Yeah.
And I feel like the outdoors in Davis is kind of slept on. I mean, we have a lot of great walking paths that I feel people just aren't taking advantage of. So I decided to go out with Jeremy, and we went on a path in North Davis, kind of near where I live, just to, you know, I guess, engage with this little hidden culture that, again, yeah, people
yeah,
are sleeping on.
Because Davis is a walkable city, but there are some beautiful, beautiful walking paths even outside of downtown or even outside of campus. And so we just wanted to investigate that further, see the people who walk those paths and why they do it. So this is going to be the first interview with Zach and some guy he just met.
Sorry about that again. Yeah, we are, again, having some issues playing our audio. But yeah, no, we basically talked to some of the people on the path, and they just were talking about how, like, you know, they like to wind down from a lot of their...
It's on your phone, right?
No, this should be an iPod.
iPod, right? Because yeah.
Try it again.
Oh, here we go. Okay, we got it working, guys.
How's your day going?
It's going pretty good. It's a little walk to start my afternoon.
Awesome, awesome. Do you do this walk often?
Yeah, I try to go around 3 to 4 days on the Green Belt.
Okay, okay. Yeah, it's a beautiful walking spot. I've been coming here for a bit. How long have you been doing this?
It's been my New Year's resolution, so it's been the past 2 months.
Wow. Yeah, no, honestly, trying to get out there has been hard for me, too. But it's a really beautiful walk. Like, the scenery is nice. You can get a couple miles in. How long have you been walking for today?
Oh, it's 1:43. So it's been around 30 to 40 minutes.
Okay, okay. Yeah, we just started probably around 10 to 15 minutes ago. We're doing a little loop. I wanted to ask you, how has walking helped you in life?
Honestly, it's just been a good stress reliever. Get things out of my head, and it's just a good way to stay active.
Is this your favorite form of staying active? Or would you say, like, running, maybe lifting weights, or anything else is your preferred?
I would say, for me, for cardio-wise, it would be my favorite, but I still prefer lifting weights at the gym.
Okay, okay. Well, it was really nice meeting you today, Dez, and I hope you have a great rest of your walk.
Hello, hello. We are here with...
Okay, I'll let you... All right. So, yeah, we had a little conversation with Dez.
We've been having a little bit of a conversation with a guy I met, Dez. He says he likes to lift as his main, you know, workout, I guess. But I talked to him after, and he basically was telling me that he does these walks to wind down, which I feel like is very valid. I mean, sometimes when I go on runs, like, it's just nice to, like, walk an extra mile, you know, like, slow things down, gradually get back into just normal life, I guess. Do you have anything to say about this?
Oh, yeah, I agree. I usually like walking. Sometimes I'll just walk to, like, Trader Joe's from my apartment. It's, like, a 15-minute walk. But, yeah, I really like walking. I usually go to the gym every day, and I do, like, 10,000 steps. But I think, like, just going outside makes it go by a lot faster than in the gym, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think like the change of scenery as you walk the path. I mean, I think it is like a 3 to 4 mile path. It kind of makes things move a lot faster than, you know, the traditional treadmill. And I, again, yeah, like I enjoy that too. I think scenery is a huge part of it. And I honestly think it just keeps me engaged with working out. But yeah, we have another interview that I was able to pick up with another guy who does the exact same thing.
Yes, we do. And here it is.
Hopefully without issues this time.
Hello, hello. We are here with
Dylan.
Hi, Dylan. What brings you out here?
Honestly, I'm just going for a walk because I just finished working out, so this is kind of my cool down.
That's cool. That's cool. Yeah, it's nice to kind of wind things down after, I assume, a crazy workout. What'd you do?
Today was actually leg day, so it's stupid of me to be walking right now, but I have to do it just to keep the cardio up, keep the cool down up, just keep the blood flowing, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What makes you choose this path over others?
I'll be honest, I'm just very familiar with the path. I am not too well knowledge of the Davis area as I don't go out too much. So I just stick to what's familiar with me, what's comfortable with me. And honestly, I like it. The scenery is nice. Everything just short and sweet.
Yeah. Davis is actually a really beautiful place if we all just like, you know, go out there and look for it, right?
100%. No, I am with you 100%. Where I grew up, it was just a lot of metropolitan, so it's a bunch of gray buildings, concrete. There's nothing really pretty to look at. So when I come here, it's like you have agriculture everywhere. You have all this shrubbery, sorry. You have like trees, everything, just to really take in and enjoy and realize, okay, this is what was here before us. It's really nice to look at.
True, true. All right, we're coming up on the road real quick. We'll end it here. It was really nice talking to you, Dylan.
Awesome. It was really.
Yeah, Dylan was a really nice guy. He, like he said, he's a little bit introverted, and he just kind of likes the quiet of walking on this path, too. You do find a lot of people, but it's a mixture of people who want to talk, but also people who just want to relax, you know, put their headphones in and enjoy the walk.
For sure. Was Dylan wearing headphones and you just accosted him, or?
No, he had his headphones off, but he did say that he usually keeps them in. So I caught him in a very lucky moment.
Yeah, what do you think he listens to? What was his vibe?
Oh man, what was his vibe? He was giving like Nirvana vibes. Like,
okay.
I felt like, yeah, he was kind of like chill. He was laid mm-hmm. back, which again, yeah, like it was very positive. You know, relaxed but positive. And
yeah.
I just think he's a well-rounded, cool person who, again, is taking advantage of these walking spaces. I also want to do a little shout-out to the people who, like, hug the paths because they actually use their property to, you know, design little, like, figurines, plant certain things just to make the path a little bit more, you know, furnished and pretty. So...
That's so nice.
Yeah, no, definitely yeah. Really cool.
I've never been to the Green Belt, but I'm hearing these people talk about how pretty it is. And I do want to see it, like, just check it out for a bit.
And I would like to clarify, like, this isn't the only place in Davis. There's a lot of other places. I mean, a lot of us, I'm sure, going to UC Davis have been to the Arboretum.
Oh, for sure.
Itself. But, I mean, it's not just campus, you know, guys? Like, we can all take a step back and, you know, explore this tiny town that we have in front of us for 4 years, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And with the Arboretum, if you're frustrated, you can scream in there and no one's going to hear you. So just let it out, you know, let your extra energy out, let your frustrations out, and it's going to be fine. Next up, Jeremy, you interviewed a guy. Do you want to talk about it?
Yes, I find a runner who's Robert right here, and he just finished his exam, I guess. And he thought, this is a good place for relax.
Uh-huh. And where did you interview him?
In the south part of the Green Belt. But I'm not so sure about the accurate location.
Okay, that's totally fine. Here is the interview.
Hi, I find the runner Robert right here. Hi, Robert. How long have you been doing this walk for?
Ever since sophomore year that I just like moved to the apartment near the creek.
And why do you walk here tonight?
Oh, I just finished like a big project. I just want to chill and like get some exercise done.
How has walking helped you in life?
It's relaxing for me, and like I love how quiet the creek was. It just makes me so peaceful.
Thank you so much.
And that was Robert. So I hear you interviewed him at night?
Yes, I finished class at night, and I got there like 6 o'clock, and I find him. And I'm curious about why he runs there at this time.
Yeah, I bet he was scared too, because why is someone walking up to him in the middle of like the evening? But yeah, it's really nice to hear that people, you know, wind down from classes by walking or running. I personally know I walk a lot just because that's the only way really to get places. I don't have a car. But luckily, again, this is a very walkable city. And you guys, aside from walking, how do you get to places? Do you have cars? Do you ride the bus? What do you do?
I am fortunate to have a car to travel around Davis. But honestly, when I have classes that are closer to the MU, I do like to walk from my house, and, you know, like slow things down because, well, first of all, gas money, no joke.
For
and
sure.
Second of all, it's really nice. You know, I'm the type of person to actually take my headphones out and just be, you know, a little quiet. And it really calms the nerves.
All right. Thank you so much. We have been Radio Rebel. Thank you for listening to KDRT 95.7 FM.
Hey guys, today with you we have Saz. Today we're going to be talking about health habits, people, you know, whether or not they go to the gym, do they diet, that sort of thing. Just talk about a little bit like how you can stay healthy, what people's habits are. I'm Aiden, and with me today we have...
Hello, is it Chang?
Hello, this is G.
And usually we'd have Simon with us as well, but today she's out sick. But we do still have some content from her that we'll be playing at the end. But to start with, we all did some interviews with some individuals about their health habits. And we'll start off with some interviews. Hey guys, today we're going to be interviewing some people on their health habits, such as going to the gym and eating. Today we're talking to...
Hi, my name is Jasmine.
Okay, Jasmine, first question. Do you go to the gym?
I go occasionally every now and then.
Awesome. What kind of workouts do you do when you go to the gym?
I don't really necessarily have a proper workout. If anything, I sign up for like a fitness class. Like one I really like is the bicycling class here at Davis. I find it really engaging, and it, you know, it takes a lot, about 45 minutes to do, and I feel like that's enough for me.
Awesome. Other than going to the gym and working out, do you have any other kind of habits that you partake?
Not necessarily. I think just eating in moderation. Like, I know for myself, like, I have a sweet tooth, so I'm like, okay, I can't be eating all these sweets, especially like I'm not active a lot of times every day. So I think, like, you know, have a chocolate bar every once again, like, it's good enough for me. And like just like making sure I eat at least a couple vegetables throughout the day, and protein as well, that's really important, and like drinking a lot of water.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Jasmine. That's all I have for you today. Bye.
Bye.
Hi there. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hey, my name's Kira.
Okay, Kira. First question. Do you go to the gym?
I try to go every week. Some weeks are better than others.
Hey, that's better than most people can say. So what do you do when you go to the gym?
Recently, I've been trying to work in more cardio. So a lot of times it's like running and then a little bit of something else. Last quarter, I was more doing strength stuff with weights and splitting like arms one day, legs another day. But it kind of depends what I'm working for at the moment.
Wow, that's awesome. You're really getting your reps in. Is there anything else you do to kind of like stay healthy, keep yourself fit?
I'm on the club softball team, so I have practice for that every week a couple times. So I have a few hours set a week where I'm working out with that. So I kind of keep that in mind when I have gym. Some days I'll skip because I know that I have workout later in the day.
Oh wow, that's really cool. I hope you guys are doing good in your games.
Doing good, games coming up, feeling ready.
Awesome. That's all I have for you. Have a nice day, Kira.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so as you guys saw there, we just had a couple people kind of talking about their habits, you know, not like super rigorous gym goers, but they all each have their own ideas and like ways in which they try and stay healthy, whether it's like dieting and like kind of watching what you eat and just exercising every now and then, or like maybe you're participating in a sport and you need to stay more fit so you have more like regular workouts and you have like a more thought out plan. But yeah, that's just some perspectives on how people keep fit and healthy. Next up.
Hello guys, it's Chang, and I just have an interview with my friend and Oliver, and he is a super fans of workouts around me, so I just I'm just play the interviews. Hi, thank you for joining us today. Oliver, can you tell us a bit about your fitness journey and what got you started?
Sure, I started my fitness journey about 3 years ago. I was feeling really sluggish and out of shape, so I decided to make a change. I began with a simple workout at home and gradually moved to the gym.
That's great. What does your typical workout routine look like now?
My routine is pretty balanced. I usually do strength training 4 times a week, focusing on different muscle groups each day. I also incorporate cardio like running or cycling twice a week, and I make sure to include some stretching or yoga for flexibility.
Nice! How do you stay motivated, especially on days when you don't feel like working out?
Honestly, it's all about like setting small, achievable goals. I remind myself how good I feel after a workout, and that usually get me going. And also, having a workout buddy helps a lot. We keep each other work accountable.
That's a great approach. Lastly, what advice would you give to someone just starting their fitness journey?
Start slow and be consistent. Don't try to do too much too soon. Find an activity you enjoy, and remember, progress takes time. Most importantly, listen to your body and don't be too hard on yourself.
Thank you so much for sharing your insights. Good luck with your fitness goal.
Thank you.
Big thanks to Oliver for taking the time to do this interview. Just like he said, fitness is a slow and long-term process. The only thing you really need to do is stuck with it. For me, I haven't worked out for a period of time before, but what I didn't manage to do was stay consistent. So I often feel like skipping workouts, but I have to admit that fitness has helped me a lot, and it's at least given me a better daily routine. So I might give the mic to the next person.
Hello, this is G, and my interview just, I meet someone at the phone and who is playing Ultimate Frisbee, and I really love these sports. So I just have an interview with her about her opinion on sports and also Ultimate Frisbee, like what time, how many, like how often she plays that. So here's the interview. Hello, excuse me. What sports are you playing now?
Hi, I'm playing Ultimate Frisbee.
Oh, I know that. Frisbee is a really interesting sport, and I just often play it with my friends during the lunch, during the dinner time in high school. And can I ask if you are a college student or...
Yeah, I'm a college student now.
So are you a member of the college sports team, the Frisbee team, or do you just play in a club or play for, like, play it yourself?
I used to be on my high school team, but... later, when I come into college, I have been active in, like, separate clubs off campus.
I know that. So, what do you feel about this sport? Do you love it? It's your favorite sport, or...
Yeah, I mean, I love Ultimate Frisbee very much. It is a sport that is both competitive and fun, and every time I throw, catch, run, and cooperate, I can feel the charm of teamwork. Yeah, and I mean, every time I play Ultimate Frisbee, I can feel like I'm very happy, you know, and I'm not, I'm like being, get rid of the stress from my academic work, and it allows me to release like all the pressure I gain from my lectures, and also bring me a great sense of accomplishment.
Wow, that sounds really great. It's like you are passionate about Ultimate Frisbee. So what impact do you think these sports has on your life? For example, the healthy lifestyle or something else?
Yeah, I mean you're very right. Like, playing Ultimate Frisbee has been amazing for both my physical health and also helped me to connect with so many new people. Like physically speaking, it's such a great workout. It gets my heart pumping, builds my endurance, and improve my agility and coordination. All the running, jumping, and throwing, you know, really works my whole body out. And yeah, by what I love just as much is how it brought me into this awesome community. The game is super social, so I've met so many incredible people through practice, tournaments, and casual school games. It's a great way to bond with others, make new friends, and feel like part of a team. So yeah, I mean, Ultimate Frisbee has brought me a lot.
Great, and thank you for your interview today. I hope you gain more happiness and achievement in your future Ultimate Frisbee career. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. I hope to have the opportunity to play Frisbee with you.
Okay, guys, so as we're running a little bit low on time, we'll be finishing up shortly, but as we said earlier, C1 was sick today, so she's sadly not with us at the moment, but she should be back next week. And yeah, that was just some tidbits on people's different takes on like how to stay healthy. We had some people who go to the gym regularly and have like a set workout plan. We have some people who play sports like club softball or Ultimate Frisbee. We had some people who like focus on like making sure they're like eating healthy. So as you can see, there's obviously like tons of different ways you can focus on staying healthy. But of course, in the long run, it's great to go to the gym. Everyone should hopefully try their best to go. I know I personally probably don't go as much as I should, but everyone should hopefully strive to do that and keep as healthy as possible in order to live a nice and happy life. But yeah, that's about the end off for us today. Next up, we have Wild Card. And yeah, see you guys next week.
Hi, welcome back. You're still listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. I'm joined by the rest of the Wild Card crew. My name is Roger.
And I'm Alex.
And I'm Marty.
I'm Tari.
And I'm Madeline.
Okay, we've got an exciting show for you today, all centered around the 2025 Super Bowl. With this being one of the biggest sports events for the year, we are diving deep into everything from the team, the halftime show, and the tradition that make the Super Bowl such a spectacle. Whether you are tuning in for football, the commercial, or just you say take home the Lombardi Trophy, we got a scoop on all things Super Bowl leagues. We interviewed a couple of Davis residents about their Super Bowl experiences, so let's take a listen.
Yeah, my name is Jake Ginelli. I played football for a few years, Pop Warner and high school. I was left tackle and outside linebacker and defensive end.
Okay, what was your favorite Super Bowl commercial?
See, I was doing a lot of homework while I was watching, so I didn't pay too much attention to the commercials, but I remember seeing one with Post Malone and Shane Gillis, and they just are like funny-looking people. So it was kind of fun. I just, like, laughed seeing them next to each other. So that was cool.
All right. What was your best – or what are the best Super Bowl foods?
You need a 7-layer dip. That's like – I know it's a good party when there's good dip. Otherwise, it's the classics, the wings, maybe burgers if someone wants to bring out a grill. You know, very default stuff. But I really care about the dip because snacks – when you're not having the real food, the chips are like the filler, and if you have good dip, it makes a chip so much better.
What are your favorite Super Bowl drink or beverages?
I'm going to go with Diet Dr. Pepper.
What did you think of the halftime show, and also what is your dream halftime show?
I thought the halftime show was really good, especially because it was Kendrick Lamar and all these dudes just kind of doing a – the president just by merely being there. My dream halftime would be Kendrick, would be Drake, and would be J. Cole all coming together and becoming the big three.
Where did you watch Super Bowl?
I watched it at home. This is the first time actually that I can remember that I didn't go to a Super Bowl party. I had just come back from a trip to LA to see family for my birthday, and I was just tired as hell, and I was like, you know what, it's me and my dad, we're watching, we're hanging out.
Nice. Where did you watch the Super Bowl?
So I watched it at home, and then I had to take a break and go to work, and then I missed it because I was too caught up working. But when we saw that the Chiefs lost, we celebrated.
All right. Thank you, Renal.
All right. That was
some answers from Jake and Manuel. Thank you guys for those interviews. And I really liked Jake's interview because he talked about the grill, and I love grilling for the Super Bowl, especially making a burger or steaks. You can't go wrong with that, I don't think. What do you think, Marty?
Some hot dogs, you know. A couple glizzies would be fire.
Yeah, a couple glizzies on the...
Maybe some bratwurst, you know, if you're German, who knows?
Exactly. What are your, like, chip preferences?
Chip preferences?
Do you go with a party size or family size or...
Yeah, of course, dog. Family size, all the way. Chips and salsa, Doritos, Fritos, an onion dip, or anything, really. I'm not very picky.
I think my favorite would be, yeah, Doritos. Nacho cheese.
Nacho cheese? I was going to ask, what flavor Doritos? Yep. I got to know.
Oh, I think Ruffles. People, they kind of sleep on Ruffles, I think.
Ruffles are pretty good.
Yeah. I like those.
Okay.
All right, should we go on to our next set of interview questions? These are actually related to the game itself, so let's see what people thought of the game. All right, more football-specific questions now. What did you think of the game in general?
You know, the most interesting thing I noted, I saw and really noticed was the trenches, the offensive and defensive lines. You know, the Eagles set the record for the largest offensive line in Super Bowl history, both height, 6'6", and weight, I think about 245 or 300 pounds. I mean, big guys. And the reason that's notable is because, and, you know, I'm a biased 49ers fan here, but the 49ers dynasty of the 80s, what made their line so special was it was the opposite. They were small. They were fast. They would literally, their offensive line coach would put grease on them before games to make them hard to grab onto by the defensive guys. And so that shift has been slowly occurring, and we've finally kind of hit this inflection point of you want the big guys now instead of smaller, faster, more mobile guys, because they just dominated Mahomes. Like, they got 6 sacks, and none of them were blitzes. That's ridiculous. I mean, that's just – out-muscled, outworked, and Patrick was rushed, and he couldn't get his stuff off. That's the same reason he lost in 2020 to Brady's Bucks, is that time he had offensive linemen injured. But the game is won in the trenches. And, of course, I played in the trenches, a little biased. But the game is won in the trenches, and it was this time.
All right, good answer. Do you have any traditions or superstitions?
So I used to, I would eat it. My mom would make it. We had football chili, and it was, you know, it was our thing, especially in the early 2010s. And then the 2013 NFC Championship, Richard Sherman swatted the ball away and called Michael Crabtree a silver. And you know what? He was. I was literally, when that play happened, I had a bite of chili in my mouth, and it fell out. Because I was slack-jawed at what I saw. Because Kaepernick was my favorite player. There's a picture of me dressed up as him for Halloween. He stared Crabtree down. Everybody knew it was going to him. He didn't look off a safety. He didn't do anything. It was a bad pass, and it was just sad. It was very sad, and it made me very sad for a long time. And so that was a tradition, and now I don't have the huge superstition or tradition anymore.
All right, thanks. Who are you rooting for?
The asteroid. No, I was rooting for Saquon Barkley. I've always liked Barkley. And I kind of had some animosity towards the Eagles again, 49ers fan. There's been some recent stuff. But honestly, the Eagles are a cool team. It's just I have some friends who are Eagles fans, and they're insufferable. You know, I loved them in 2017 when they beat Brady, and now they beat Mahomes. So you know what? I had a lot of fun seeing a beatdown from Philly, because I hate the Chiefs because they beat the Niners twice in the Super Bowl. So that was nice.
All right. Did you put any money on the game?
No, I don't really sports bet, because I have an addictive personality and I love playing poker and gambling in general, and I love sports. So I know if I went into that world, I would lose a lot of money. So I just don't touch it.
All right. My name is Marty Penn, and I'm here with...
My name's Connor.
And overall, what did you think of the game?
I thought it was kind of a horrible game, to be honest. The Eagles just dominated at every facet. Mahomes played horrible. Just a total and utter blowout.
I completely agree. And do you have any traditions or superstitions for the Super Bowl?
Not really. I always just try and wear some merch of my team, but I guess that's it. Nothing really crazy.
Okay, and who were you rooting for?
I was rooting for the Eagles. I didn't want to see a three-peat.
And did you put any money on this game?
I put $10 on like a scoreboard thing. I didn't win anything, but...
What's your dream Super Bowl? Anytime, if you could bring back any team, who would it be?
Well, it'd have to be my Saints. I would say 2018, because that was the year we got robbed against the Rams. And if I had to pick who we'd play, I would just pick whoever the worst team that year was, so it'd be an easy dub. I don't know, probably like the Jets or something.
And at what point did you know that the game was over?
I think after Mahomes' second pick, I kind of figured it was over. They would have needed a miracle comeback, and the Eagles' defense was just too good. That wasn't going to happen. So, yeah, after the second interception.
Yeah, they definitely didn't get the Cinderella story that they were looking for. All right, and our last question here. What is your favorite or best, what was the best play of the game?
The best play of the game? Gotta say it was, I'll give you two. I got
okay.
The Cooper DeJean pick six, and then the Jalen Hurts long pass to Devontae Smith for a touchdown. Those are the two best plays.
Those are pretty solid plays. I remember watching those. All right, well, that's all the time we have. Thank you so much, Connor. Appreciate it.
Close the door.
All right, first things first. Marty, what did you think of the game?
Honestly, I thought it was pretty fun to watch. It wasn't good in terms of, like, it was a close game where it was, like, you know, good offense and good defense. It was very one-sided, obviously. The Eagles just dominated, as Jake mentioned. The yeah. Chiefs' offense was just terrible. The Eagles' offense was just on fire. Yeah,
I agree. I think the game itself was kind of disappointing for it being the biggest game of the year, being the Super Bowl.
And just how hyped up the Chiefs were. Like, everybody thought the Chiefs were going to do work, and it was just a it was very comedic, just the hype train followed by just, like, all the downfall of just, like, being super let down.
Definitely. I think most people, at least in this area, were not rooting for anyone specific, maybe rooting more so against the Chiefs than anything.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because last year, for those of you who are not too well versed in the football world, the 49ers did lose in the Super Bowl for the second time to the Chiefs within the past 5 years. So that's pretty brutal, and we're still mourning that loss. But moving forward, next year, the 2026 Super Bowl will actually be held at Levi's Stadium. So that will be really exciting. Hopefully the 49ers can make their way through playoffs and stay healthy. That's the big thing. I mean, they were injured this year for most of the year, and they had a lot of other unforeseen circumstances that affected their season. But what are you looking forward to this season, Marty, moving forward?
Honestly, yeah. I think it would be really cool to see the 49ers in the Super Bowl again. I mean, like you said, at Levi's Stadium, they'd actually have, like, that home field advantage if they, you know, can pull it off.
Yeah, and that would be really good for the Bay Area, too. I mean, economically, you bring in a lot of business when you have the Super Bowl, when you host the Super Bowl. So that'll be pretty big.
I think a lot of people would show out. I think even, like, Raiders fans would show up to that game. Just, you know, being Bay Area locals, everybody would show up. Who would you want to see play the 49ers next year?
Oh, gosh. I mean, okay, so we're looking at AFC. Definitely not the Chiefs. Please, I really hope that they don't make another playoff run. I think we're all kind of overstimulated with them in general.
Yeah, get them out of here.
Yes, no, not the Chiefs. I don't know. What do you think would be a good – I know a lot of people are – interested. This is not going to happen. Sorry, Raiders fans, but Raiders, Oakland Raiders. They were previously in Oakland. Now they're in Las Vegas. But to have the Raiders play the Niners in Levi's, that'd be really cool. But I just don't think they need a couple years to.
Yeah, they're definitely they need a little rebuild. Revamping. Yeah,
yes,
kind of
course.
Like the A's, but yeah, you know, that's another topic. I'm not very well versed in football, but. I don't know, maybe seeing, like, the Steelers and the Niners play, I think that would be cool. I'm not sure how they'd stack up, but I just think that would be a good Super Bowl.
I mean, the Bills and the Ravens are also quite good. They just can't seem to make it to the Super Bowl. so those would be good games as well. I mean, they're both stacked teams. in terms of personnel. So those would be interesting for me, too.
Yeah.
Do you have any superstitions? I know we listened to a couple of those from our interviewers, but or our interviewees.
Personally, no, I don't have any superstitions. I just like to watch the game and just hang out with some good friends and good people. So I guess that's my tradition.
I think a common one is you just don't talk about how the game is going, especially if you're invested in some way, emotionally, financially, whatever. You don't ever say, like, the game is over at any point, even going into halftime with the Chiefs having as big of a lead as they had.
Yeah.
You know, you never doubt that, you know, a lot of teams come back from halftime and they change the game plan up a little bit. So you just kind of hold your breath until the end. You know, by fourth quarter, it was pretty obvious.
Yeah,
the game was
going to end. Yeah, it was like 35-30 or something like that by the end of the third quarter.
Yeah, almost a shutout. I mean,
it was basically a shutout.
Yeah. Gave up a couple of plays. But, I mean, when you're up by that much, it's kind of a Hail Mary situation where they were just trying to put the Chiefs were trying to put as many points on the board as possible, as quickly as possible. But that didn't happen, thankfully. The Eagles pretty much dominated that entire game start to finish. Had Patrick Mahomes running in circles. It was a glorious sight.
Yeah. What'd you think of the halftime show?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I thought it was great. I don't think I usually have big opinions on the halftime show. It's not why I watch the Super Bowl, but I know a lot of other people are really interested in music and performance. So what did you think about it?
I thought it was cool that Sam Jackson was part of the Super Bowl halftime show, but it just kind of felt super random. But I really liked that Kendrick showed up with the Cadillac GNX. I thought that was really cool, kind of paying homage to his album that recently dropped.
And who would you be interested in seeing next year do the halftime show? You're thinking this over?
Yeah.
It's a tough question. Yeah, I don't.
Because I really like, like 90s rap and hip hop. So it was cool to see Dre, 50 Cent, and Eminem a couple of years ago at the halftime show.
Oh, yeah. That was
so that kind of like
every
just
millennial's
happened, but
dream.
Yeah.
They lost their minds.
I'm not that old. But, I don't know. Maybe just bring back, like, one of those, rappers from that generation. I think that would be really cool.
That's interesting. Did you have a favorite commercial? I know that's another big cultural aspect of the Super Bowl, or the million-billion-dollar commercials.
Yeah, it's incredibly expensive just for, like, 10 seconds or whatever. I think there's, like, a Nerds commercial, but those are usually just extremely over the top and funny. But
I know I had a favorite commercial I was looking out for specifically related to racing. The IndyCar is now on Fox, if anyone watches that. And there were some really cool commercials with Pato O'Ward and Alex Palou as some really fun and great IndyCar drivers. So I was definitely looking forward to those and really excited that those were showcased.
Well, nice. We've covered everything from game day tradition to halftime show, and it's been great hearing from Davis community about Super Bowl, no matter how you are watching, whether for football, the food, or just commercial. I hope you were enjoying bowl. So, and that's a wraps up the RN Culture segment today. Up next is Davis community. Thank you.
Hello, hello. You're listening to 95.7 KDRT in Davis, California. We are Lass, and I'm Leah.
I'm Sasha.
I'm Shane.
And I'm Alyssa.
And today we are the Davis Community section, and we're going to be talking about boba.
So this week I went to interview a lot of different boba shops here in downtown Davis, and I asked a series of questions from what is your name and what is your position here at said boba shop. I asked the workers to tell me a little bit about where they worked, how their shop operated differently from other boba shops, how their boba pearls were made compared to other boba shops, their personal recommendations, and then how they think their boba shop adds to the livelihood of Davis's community. So let's go ahead and hear those interviews.
I'm Yuki, and I am one of the baristas here at Sharetea.
Hi, my name is Emily, and I am a prep person slash bobarista here at Tomo.
My name is Mason, and I'm a barista at Teaspoon.
I'm Charlie, and I think I'm like a shift lead here.
Sharetea, it's a company that started overseas, like, I believe. But it started overseas, and then we have there's like a couple stores all over the world, and this one is in Davis. And we are new to Davis, formerly known as Bobarista. It's a very fun little place. For those of you listening, it's very pink in here. We've got a lot of drinks, a lot of coffees, a lot of traditional teas as well. And so overall, it's a great place.
In like early 2024, and I've only been working for about 2 months, but we're just a boba shop. I mean,
we have three products right now. We have the boba floats, we have the bingsu, which is our new product, and we have the frozen yogurt.
For our boba pearls, we use 100% brown sugar, and we turn that into a syrup by mixing it with hot water, so it's very sweet, nice, it has a nice sweetness, I think. I'm not quite sure. I think the our boba, it tastes a lot sweeter than what I taste in like other boba shops. I think that's because the way that we like brew the actual boba tea pearls, we leave it to sit for a while so it can like thicken up the juice inside. And I think it really makes a difference. It makes the syrup a lot less watery and a lot more like jammy. And I think that just adds to the sweetness of the drink.
So I've only been to a couple boba shops, but I think our boba is better because we add like a lot more sugar than I think the other places, because I've tried our boba compared to other places, and ours is more like sticky. There's like syrup on it that we add, and it just makes it more flavorful. I mean, it is more healthy, but it's okay.
I think we make it however our boss makes it. So she's Chinese, so we just follow whatever she makes. We just cook the boba with like brown sugar and
I think we have a wide variety of items. We specifically have a lot of ice blended, which I don't think all boba shops have. A wide variety from milk teas to fruit teas. And we also have different customizable milk options. I think what makes us different and special is just our like sheer variety. We have a lot of drinks. For whatever if you want like bitter, we have black sesame lattes. If you want sweeter stuff, we have milk teas, we have taro lattes. And then we have like a lot of fun additions that you can add, like Oreos, or like creme brulee. And it's just kind of like fun, and you can do it however you want. And I think that's what makes it so cool.
Boba shops may not have as many options for tea. I mean, I know we have the caramel cream. I don't think I've ever seen that in any of their boba shops. And we also have coffee, which most other boba shops don't really have coffee.
We like to like mix around the stuff that we have. Like for our bingsu, we have like Thai tea and taro, and like we like to mix our toppings around. Same with like the boba floats. We wanted to try something new with the yogurt.
I would personally recommend the classic oolong tea, but zero sugar with the boba, because I'm not the biggest sweet fan, but I think the classic pearls tea series is generally popular here. I would recommend either our signature milk tea. It's super good. It has boba included. It has creme brulee toasted on top, and brown sugar around the cup. Or our mango sagos.
or strawberry sagos, because they're just a classic canvas.
I love the Thai tea, but another thing I also love is our new drink, the strawberry serenade. Limited time, get it
mango
now.
Mango bingsu for sure.
Mango bingsu? Okay, I should try it next time.
I think because Davis is a college town, we actually have a lot of students who come here to study, which I think is really nice to see. And I think a lot of people actually enjoy studying here, which feels nice.
I think it really does add to the community. I feel like this is a place where, like, since it's a college town, people can come and study, and like it's like a nice little place to hang out. It's aesthetic, so people come in here, like, buy drinks and take photos. So that's kind of cool. It just like adds to that like little hangout spot, brings people outdoors and, you know, out from the inside, which is very important.
Wait, we have a student discount, but you didn't hear that from me. I don't know, there's a lot of boba shops in Davis, but I think that like having more options than just one go-to boba shop is good. So yeah, I mean, come back.
I think it's very bright.
So yeah, those were the interviews. I interviewed someone named Yuki from Share Tea, someone named Mason from Teaspoon, someone named Emily from Tomo Tea House, and then someone from Charlie from Aggie Yogurt, and they were all so kind.
Rumor has it you got free boba, Alyssa.
Oh my god, yes. I went to Tomo Tea House, and Emily, my goat, offered free boba. It was so nice.
What did you get?
I got the green Thai tea with boba and basil seeds, and it was so yummy.
Do you have anyone that rejected your offer for an interview?
I actually did. I wasn't able to get any interview from IT, Rare Tea, Why Not Boba. And then I tried getting interviews from Molly Jasmine and T4, but they were way too busy, so...
Do you guys have any go-to boba orders and go-to boba shops in Davis?
Mine would have to be Tea Percent. I'm a huge fan. I know that my friends are obsessed with the Korean corn dogs there. I've never tapped into that, but I really like the tiger milk tea with boba and drinkable mochi. Drinkable mochi is a must.
Yeah, I love Tea Percent. Really good. I think they have a really good taro tea. Mm-hmm. That's kind of my go-to at all places in Davis. But I do go to Share Tea a lot, and my go-to at Share Tea is the coffee milk tea boba. It's really good.
My go-to is from IT. It's a black tea Oreo and creamy because I don't like the tapioca pearls. So I go for something that's still really sweet and really tasty, but something that doesn't have something that will... be in my mouth when I'm like after I'm taking a drink.
Yeah, that makes sense. I feel like a lot of people have issues with the boba balls themselves.
It's a texture issue.
Yeah, and then my go-to drink, I feel like I go to way too many boba shops on the daily. The green Thai tea I mentioned at Tomo Tea House that I got for free is my go-to there. But if you said like Rare Tea, I would say jasmine milk tea with boba.
Yummy. I just had to hold myself back from making a joke, but...
Remember the seven words.
All right. What about, like, study spots? Do you ever go there to study? I feel like I usually don't branch out from the library or, like, Mishka's or Pete's, but boba and studying sounds really nice.
Yeah, I never thought to study at a boba shop, but, like, it makes sense. So maybe I'll start doing that. Maybe I'll branch out a little bit.
I've definitely studied way too long in a couple boba shops, but personally, I would recommend Molly Jasmine just because the tables are really big, it's really comfy there, and the vibes are just very chill and nonchalant.
Where is that?
It's on G Street, I believe, on the same street as like Woodstocks, Red 88, etc.
G Street's popping.
We love G Street. G Street is a favorite
street. Have you guys seen the renovations of G Street?
I have, yeah. I think they're looking nice. I haven't seen it, like, recently, but I think they're coming along. I think they finished it, right?
Mm-hmm. They finished it. I don't know how to feel about it. It's very, like, it's giving Minecraft to me. Like, it's very much so, like, we put these blocks out here, and, like, Woodstocks doesn't have tables outside anymore, which is disappointing to me, but they do have those weird block-like benches now.
Maybe I'll go take a look.
They also have those very large yellow chairs, and I'm just not sure what to think about those.
Yeah, I don't get the appeal of the big yellow chairs, but I've definitely seen them in other places, like outside of Davis.
I mean, there's a big one on campus outside of the design building. I've seen that. Not design. Sorry. I take that back. The sustainable design building.
Yeah, there's just so many nice places to sit here in Davis. Have you guys seen those new benches outside the MU where they have, like, swings and everything?
Oh, outside of, like, Hunt Hall or something, right?
Yeah.
Those look like fun. Kind of cool.
I actually think that they're student designed.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they are from that major.
Yeah, maybe fueled by boba here in Davis.
You can definitely get boba because it's right there off the side of the MU. So, especially, like, there's so many downtown, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's Share Tea, IT, Lazy Cow.
Rare Tea, Tea%, there's so many. Have you guys had the boba on campus from the Segundo market?
I have. That was my go-to in my very first year. Even though the Thai tea only tasted like water, I would eat that up.
Yeah, I never had it. I heard it wasn't very good. It wasn't the best boba you could get in Davis, so I never tried it.
I didn't even know that we had boba on campus.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's something to taste. I don't know.
Guys, I didn't even know that we had Aggie Cash until halfway through my freshman year. So that says enough about what I know about Davis.
Yeah, I would use my Aggie Cash to buy that very watery, very hard Thai tea boba from Segundo's.
All right. Well, I think we are out of time for today, but thank you for tuning in to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.